in Idaho. But yeah, I'm going to talk about distribution waterfalls, maybe a little bit of overview, and then I want to get into a little bit of the technical stuff that comes along with IRR. And I don't know how to talk about the technical stuff with IRR without getting into math. So there will be some math in this thing. And I guess if people aren't exposed to some of the finance concepts, it may be, I guess, a chance to catch a little nap here. But the materials go through it. It's an opportunity to go take the materials if you want to. They go into great depth, a little bit in detail, and try to explain some of the finance concepts. But I think it's hard to understand IRR and the use of IRR in these agreements without understanding the math. So at least put it on the board, maybe talk a little bit about what it is, understand that if you don't have the finance background, it may be something you're not getting, but the materials will have it there for later reference. Maybe just, and I'll start a little bit talking about some of the different types of distribution waterfalls, allocation-dependent partnership agreements versus distribution-dependent. We're talking about distribution-dependent here. Traditionally, we had allocation-dependent equity provisions or equity structures in these types of arrangements. That's simply where there's a contribution of capital. The members of a partnership are going to participate in management. They're all going to contribute capital, and generally they'll allocate profits in a certain way. The contribution gives them a capital account balance. Allocations of profits increase those capital account balances, and distributions are made in accordance with capital account balances. That's traditionally what we saw in partnerships. Now we're starting to see these distribution waterfalls. So these distribution waterfalls, these are, we have a situation where some people are contributing capital, others are contributing services, and instead of saying we're going to allocate profits, they have a way they're going to distribute available cash. We're going to distribute available cash to return an investment, provide a return on the investment, and then provide some residual amount that's going to be allocated in some percentage or distributed in some percentage to both the capital contributor and the service provider.